I wanted to take a minute and ask our listeners who've been with us for a long time to bear with me, because I'm beginning to get questions, and I saw them in the mail bay from newer listeners who are complaining that that I'm talking about SpinRite being good, but I never tell anybody what it does. And it's not the case that I never tell anyone what it does.
Not at all.
On several occasions I have. But, you know, as it was Jeff Needles, your guy, over, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, over New Year's, he told me that, you know, security now is growing at a nice pace. And what that means is that if I haven't spoken, if I haven't explicitly explained what it is in the last couple years, there's a lot of people who have been hearing about it but don't know what it is. So as quickly as I can, because I don't want to drive people crazy, about 25 years ago, the problem with hard drives was that they were not interleaved correctly. They weren't optimized. And the interleave is something that has fallen by the wayside. It's no longer an issue, but computers back then and controllers were so slow that the drives were spinning faster than they could accept, that they could either read or write the data. So sectors were spaced apart and interleaved among others so that the computer had time in between sectors to get that data into its main memory. So, but it turns out that the interleave was often as bad as it could be. It was the next sector was too soon, which meant the computer wasn't ready at the beginning of the sector. So the disk had to go all the way around again to get for the next opportunity to start reading that sector from the beginning. So what the lesson was that if you could adjust the interleave, if you could space the sectors out just a little bit further, then you would increase the performance dramatically. So I first created SpinRite as an interleave optimizer to optimize that interleave. The problem was everybody back then was already using their hard drive, and hard drives cost, as you mentioned last week, I think it was Leo, I think you talked about a $5,000 hard drive. That's what they cost us. They cost as much as the rest of the whole computer and all of its other components. You know, really expensive. So we didn't have, you know, thumb drives or any place to put our data. And, oh, my Lord, you'll remember backing up to floppies. It was just, I mean, it was awful. So I had to do an in-place reinterleaving of hard drives, which meant I had to reformat one track at a time. And if I was going to reformat one track at a time, I had to get all the data off the track before formatting it, because this was the old style low level format that actually did completely erase the data. So our listeners know who I am. I'm a perfectionist about this kind of thing. And if I'm going to get the data off the track, I am really going to get the data off, because if I'm going to format that track, I will never have another chance. It has to be now. So what I built into that very first version of SpinRite was the strongest data recovery technology I was capable of designing. And over successive versions of SpinRite, that was SpinRite 1, we went to 2, we went to 3.1, and then, of course, 4, 5, and 6. And that technology, as the resources in the system have gotten stronger, I've been able to expand that. And at one point, SpinRite, I think it might have been with version 5, I finally took out the re-interleaving code. It was still there in case somebody had a really old system and drive, but finally it was just wasting space and code. And what happened was that people began using SpinRite not to do re-interleaving, but for data recovery, because it turns out that thing that I built into SpinRite only because I absolutely, positively had to get every possible bit of data off the drive turned out to be the best data recovery anyone had ever designed in the history of the computer industry. And that sounds like Donald Trump, but it is, you know, it's the truth. There's never been anyone who has developed the data recovery technology that SpinRite has, all the way to the point where SpinRite is able to guess and check at the and checks guesses of data it cannot recover. And it's even able to do partial recovery of data in a sector, because it turns out sometimes, although you'd like to have it all, sometimes it's if all you can do is get all but 20 bits and the drive just refuses to give you that last 20 bits, that can still be enough in order to like get allow the OS to boot so you can get your data off of it, or allow your database to mount so you can then get all of the data out of the database. One way or another, what SpinRite does, and it is still unmatched in the industry, is it if anything will get your data back, SpinRite will. And so what you've been hearing me, those who have never heard this explanation, what I normally just do is share people's feedback. They send us testimonials saying, you know, hey, yeah, I've heard you talk about it on Security Now for years. Thank you. It's, you know, it saved my butt. So that's the story. Basically, it doesn't do what the any of the things it started out doing, but it turns out that people still do lose data. And the reason it has a future is that it turns out it works on non-spinning media just as well as spinning media, because the nature of the market pressure, we've always talking about market pressure one way or another, it seems here. In this case, the nature of the market pressure causes the manufacturers to really strain the technology so that some percentage of the data stored will not be recoverable. SpinRite typically is able to recover even that, just by doing all of its tricks and trying really hard one last time.
Yay, SpinRite! Woohoo!